It's time for Hoag Health Radio. Here's your host, Deborah Howell.
Hello there and welcome to our show. Thanks very much for listening and for telling a friend. Today we're speaking with Dr. Shala Ra, a gastroenterologist who practices in Irvine and Newport Beach, California. Welcome, Dr. Ra.
Thank you.
Today's show is a little bit different, maybe a little more sensitive than other shows, but it's more uncomfortable to suffer from hemorrhoids than it is to hear about them. So perhaps we can prevent someone from getting hemorrhoids by listening today, and then I think it's well worth it, right?
Right. I think half the population has hemorrhoids, and I think in female population, we have a lot more hemorrhoids than in male gender because of all the pregnancies and the deliveries that we have to go through.
Right. So let's get to the very beginning. What exactly are hemorrhoids?
Hemorrhoids are basically distended veins or the blood vessels in the lower part of the rectum. Mm-hmm. And it is part of the normal vascular architecture of our bowel, or the normal vascularity. Consider it like varicose veins.
Okay.
As we could develop the varicose veins with long-standing, especially nurses and physicians develop it because they're on their feet all the time. So the same way hemorrhoids develop in the lower part of the rectum.
And is it a gravity thing?
Part of it is gravity, part of it is the straining, part of it is lack of fiber and constipation that puts pressure in the lower part of the rectum and makes these veins fill up more with blood and get lax, and the skin or the lining over it gets lax as well, and it prolapses out and comes out, and then they bleed off and on and also cause itching, pain, and discomfort.
Okay.
But I should add one more thing.
Sure.
I have kind of taken a special interest in this, again, considering how difficult it is for people to talk about hemorrhoid issues.
Mm-hmm.
When I see patients who come in with possible hemorrhoids, they don't necessarily have hemorrhoids. They can have anal fissure, which is another condition of the lower part of the colon or the rectum.
Mm-hmm.
The passage, and patients may have, besides fissures, prolapse. Prolapse is part of the lining of the rectum comes out,
okay.
And they think that it is a hemorrhoid.
I see.
Also, they could have rectal or anal canal cancer, and they think it is hemorrhoid, and they don't come to see a doctor, and they treating themselves thinking it is hemorrhoid while they have cancer growing in the lower part of the rectum.
And then if they're using something like Preparation H, that could really not be a good solution for cancer. That might exacerbate things.
It does not exacerbate, but it does not help either. And it can mask the symptoms. And patients don't come to see the doctor sooner for that until it gets far more advanced.
Wow.
Again, rectal cancer is more common in younger patients. And mm-hmm. a lot of the younger people, they think, oh, I'm too young to have colon cancer.
Yeah.
But they have rectal cancer, and they don't come to see a doctor just for that reason. So,
so
that's where hemorrhoids are not just hemorrhoids. They can be other diseases.
So it's always best to check with your physician if something's going wrong down south.
Exactly. And come to see the person who kind of specializes, or the doctor who specializes in that condition,
mm-hmm.
rather than going to your general practitioner sometimes, because it can happen that the general practitioner may also reassure them, oh, it is just hemorrhoids. And
so we should always have a gastroenterologist on speed dial, right?
Yes, or a colorectal surgeon is fine too. Yeah.
Okay. Now, tell us about the surgical procedures that can help a patient with actual hemorrhoids.
Okay, so hemorrhoids come in different grades, from grade 1 to grade 4.
Okay.
Most of the people have grade 2 to 3 hemorrhoids, and these hemorrhoids can easily be treated with non-surgical way. In the past, we used to have surgical procedure where they would undergo hemorrhoidectomy, where they would cut out the hemorrhoids.
Mm-hmm.
It is a very, very painful procedure. There is a downtime of at least 2 weeks. Patients cannot go back to work, and it is uncomfortable. The complication rate is higher. Either they can develop tightening at the anal canal, or they can develop very loose sphincter where they have no controls.
Mm-hmm.
So there are different treatments other than hemorrhoidectomy. We have been using band ligation, infrared coagulation for a long time. Infrared
mm-hmm.
coagulation is like a laser type of a, that's what I would say, a device that can be used. But again, it is not as efficient as band ligation. In the past, when we used the band ligators, we actually grasped the hemorrhoid with the forceps. And it
mm-hmm.
is such a fragile blood vessel
yes.
that, you know, the risk of complication and infection is higher. And then we are using a reusable instrument where
mm-hmm.
the risk of infection goes up.
Sure.
So I'm using, it is basically reinvention of the old method of band ligating by using a plastic device, which is
mm-hmm.
not metal. It is comfortable. It is an in-office procedure, so you do not need any anesthesia,
mm-hmm.
any painkiller or medication. You don't need
wow.
a driver. There is no preparation needed, like cleansing your colon prior to the procedure. No downtime. I call it my lunchtime hemorrhoid bending. Come in, get it done, and go back to work.
I love it. That's awesome. I mean, that really takes all the pain of the dread away of, you know, having some procedure, because most people do think, hey, this is going to take me out of work for at least a week.
Exactly. And the symptom relief is like 99% symptom relief. They have no pain or discomfort because
wow.
the way we do it, we go above the line where there is nerve endings. So there is no nerve endings in that area where I apply the band. And so there is no pain post-procedure. And minimal bleeding, if there is any, which is not from the procedure, but from the other hemorrhoids, because the other hemorrhoids then flare up once we start doing it.
This is fantastic news for anybody who's suffering. Now, I do have a question. Do hemorrhoids usually or often occur? I mean, recur?
They can recur after the procedure if you are not compliant with the diet. As
mm-hmm.
We all know, we need to take at least 30 grams of fiber in our diet. And the way our diet is, we are always eating on the go and, you know, on the run. And
yeah.
we're not taking enough fiber. So we, if we keep our bowels soft and regular and avoid constipation,
mm-hmm.
then obviously the recurrence is way less.
Give us five fiber-rich foods that we should be eating on a daily basis.
Prunes, figs, any, I'm not really advocating Fiber One cereal, but I would tell you that Fiber One cereal has a lot of fiber in it,
mm-hmm.
and each serving has about 10 grams of fiber, bran, oatmeal. All this is very good in the fiber, and of course all the vegetables and fruits have a lot
sure.
of fiber as well.
Okay, so green leafy vegetables and things like broccoli and asparagus. And...
Exactly.
Okay.
I would say all the vegetables and all the fruits, and you know, and then on top of that, take oatmeal and whole wheat bread. And if that's not enough, then I recommend fiber supplements. And a lot of the times when patients take fiber supplements, they're not taking enough fiber supplements. They take it only once a day or twice a day, they think. They have taken enough, but I tell
mm-hmm.
my patients, if you're taking Benefiber, which is great, which can be mixed in the coffee, tea, or soups as well,
mm-hmm.
take at least one scoop three times a day
yeah.
to have enough of fiber in the
wow.
diet.
Wow. That's eye-opening.
It is.
Okay, so that answers my next question. Does diet have anything to do with contracting hemorrhoids? Obviously, it does.
It does, yes.
Okay.
Let me tell you one more thing about this device that I'm using. I'm
sure.
actually the only one who's using this device in the Newport area. And this procedure is done in three sessions. So patients, as the vasculature or the blood supply of a rectum comprises of three veins that come down. So there are three hemorrhoids at 3,
mm-hmm.
7, and 11 o'clock position. So patients undergo three sessions of treatment for this procedure.
Mm-hmm.
And then a follow-up, basically a follow-up visit after the test. So each session lasts about maybe 10 minutes.
Wow.
So it is a very quick and painless and easy procedure.
It's almost too good to be true, Dr. Ra. Yeah.
It is. My patients are so happy with this, having it done. And I am happy that I can take care of something as embarrassing as this in such a kind of a painless way.
And give people back the quality of their own lives, right?
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Ra, for being on the show. It's you've given us a lot of positivity and a lot of hope.
Great. I'm happy that I could do that. And it was great talking to you, Deborah. And I do have a website.
Okay,
that
very
they can
quickly.
Go to. It's ocgastrodoc.com.
OCGastroDoc.com. Thank you so much, Dr. Ra. This is Deborah Howell for Hoag Health Radio. A pleasure to be here with you. Stay tuned. There's much more to come.